Jack Donnan stands by his decision. In the early 1980s, he recommended against cleaning up the mercury poison in near Grassy Narrows. At the time, he was the senior economist at the Ontario Ministry of the Environment. And Donnan says back then it was simply too hard to calculate whether a cleanup would be worth the estimated $20 million cost, or how long it would take the mercury to simply dissipate naturally. Now, today, new research shows that mercury levels are actually rising in some areas where First Nations people rely on fishing. Here's some of Jack Donnan's conversation with the CBC's Jody Porter about the decision that he made 30 years ago.
Unfortunately, the results were so uncertain, and they really couldn't even get estimates of what the range of the results could be. If they achieved a reduction in the concentration of mercury in fish, what would be the range of that? And would it be actually down to 0.5 parts per million? And how long would this actually take? Well, they came up with various time frames, you know, from 50 years, 20 years. One run came up to about 100 years. So they were all over the place on that. That was the problem we had. They did their best effort, but the results were so wide and so uncertain that we really couldn't tell whether the dredging would actually make a big difference compared to just leaving the natural processes to carry on.
And just going back to the benefits side of this analysis, how much say did the First Nations in that area have in terms of what value they put on the benefits?
Well, that's the other problem. We did not have the opportunity or the resources to undertake those kinds of conversations with the local people. I personally, unfortunately, wasn't able to even get up to that region. So we really were not able to get any, was not able to get specific inputs from local people on this material. I still would hold by my conclusion. I think that there was too many uncertainties, and I would stick with that my conclusion and recommendation at that time. I want to also say I did make recommendations besides saying do not do the dredging, that there should be more aid and assistance to the bands in the area in terms of economic development and in terms of providing assistance to help them to go to other areas and fish and provide also a more, I guess, an effective way of alerting them of which lakes and rivers are safe to go fishing in.
How do you think about this as you note that it's an issue that's still in the news all these years later, that there's still a conversation about whether dredging should be done? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the technologies that we were working with in terms of forecasting the results of those kinds of projects would have been improved, so that the forecasting would be more accurate. I'm not sure about that. I did note from more recent work that there is a need to provide, and I was surprised at this because I thought this was sort of taken care of, provide more accurate and effective, you know, information to the communities about where they could go, where they could fish. I don't know. I mean, the degree to which you can make improvements up there is difficult because of the highly complex nature of those ecosystems. And I think that the things that probably need to be done is more monitoring of the rivers and lakes that were initially contaminated, and more information, systematic information to the band members where they can go to find fish that are safe and those places that are still not safe.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye. Bye now.
Judd Donnan is a retired economist. In the early 1980s, he was the senior economist at the Ontario Ministry of the Environment.